Network Marketing 2.0 Episode 016. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. In this episode, I want to talk about new network marketing companies and things to watch out for before joining any of them. I won't tell you what to do, but I'll give you some information to ponder on. Therefore, you can, you know, so you can make your best decisions. If you're looking for one to join, you're taking a look, you're struggling in one, you're not sure what's going on, you're suspecting that maybe it's the business, whatever it is, I'll give you some information here. Then I'm also going to connect it to how easy or how difficult it makes your network marketing recruiting efforts. So some may say it makes it easier, but this is not a 100% true statement. But don't worry, I'll give you the number one recipe for easily recruiting into your business too. Of course, most new network marketing companies will claim to be the coolest thing since cold water. But don't you need a little bit more information in order to make a well-informed decision? You do. Every year, new network marketing companies come on the scene. You pay attention to them, and so should you. These days, I don't even have to look them up. If you follow our 21st century business building skills, you won't have to look for it. This company's newbie will pitch you with these new deals all day long on Facebook. All right. Why should you pay attention to them? For one, you cannot make substantial income in this game without being a student of it. The network marketing profession is a relatively small community. Many newbies do not realize this. It's the reason why many of them continue to push a company's brand while assuming that they are the only one that knows about it. You're right. Did you feel that way too? When most people get introduced to an opportunity and they join, they are always under some illusion that they are the only one that knows about it. Well, I was that guy. The first opportunity that I joined was an 18 years old company at the time. Yet, I would attempt to prospect and recruit thinking I was the only one that knew about it. To be fair, many people still don't know about network marketing as a profession, much less particular companies. However, some of your best prospects already know about it and are probably struggling in one already. Therefore, there are high chances that your prospect has not found out about most network marketing companies, including yours. This could pose an advantage, but that's only temporary. In the beginning, not too many people are calling the new network marketing companies scam on Google, but that's just a limited time advantage. That's only temporary too. With the availability of mainstream media to every and anyone, there is a better and easy way for you to build a thriving business, either with an old or a new network marketing company. A lot of times you will hear things like, it's a ground floor opportunity, it's timing couldn't be better, no one has heard about it, be the first to tell your family and friends about it, don't miss out on the opportunity to cash in big time. How would you like 83% of the company in your downline? I mean, all of these are valid points when considering new network marketing companies as a freedom vehicle. However, they are all temporary advantages. So, how do you build permanent success? See, that's a fantastic question. The simple answer to that is permanent success only comes from investing in yourself. I know that sounds vague a bit, but there is more. Like I said earlier, the first company that I joined was an 18-year-old company. I didn't even pay attention during the first presentation that I saw. A friend of mine invited me over to his home along with our other business associates. We were business partners already, and he actually mentored me to my first $100,000 in business. Even though I was not paying attention, I joined that very evening. It was a $500 and $30 per month commitment. What does that tell you? Clearly, it wasn't the company that made me join. Here's a lesson alert. People join people and not old or new network marketing companies. The moral of the story is that it doesn't matter if the company is old or new, especially in the long run. After a couple of days that I joined the network marketing opportunity, I received the kit in the mail. Watching the DVD in it would be my first time of understanding how the business worked. What made me join with limited information was my relationship with my friend. I trusted the relationship, but more importantly, I trusted his credibility, which by default is authority. Be aware that most network marketing companies' presentations do not refer to themselves as a network marketing company. They normally go with the relationship marketing or direct sales company thing. Well, relationship has different type of different types and levels. The relationship I had with the person who mentored me to my first $100,000 is clearly different from the relationship I had with my broke cousin. One of the relationships had a higher credibility with respect to building a business and making money than the other relationship. This is where it gets interesting. Do the people in your present circle of influence respect you with regards to making money and building a successful business from home? The answer is most likely no. This is a big obstacle for most network marketers. No one ever discusses this. That's why you see them jumping from one deal to another all the time looking for the ultimate. Even many of your favorite gurus are still looking for a home after time. See, just a few months ago, a guy called me to try to get me in another ground floor new network marketing company. I knew him as a person who had successfully built teams with other businesses. Well, I saw him just last week with another lady friend of mine who is a top leader with yet another new company. From indications on what I saw on my Facebook newsfeed, he has joined her in the yet another new deal. If you just got confused, that's exactly what it is. Just people jumping from one thing to another, running through a lot of new companies looking for the messiah company. All the while, permanent success resides inside of them. I was lucky to come to that realization earlier, and I focused on investing time and money into myself. My best return on investment to date, my best ROI to date, has come from investing in myself and branding myself by bringing the most value to the marketplace. See, with network marketing 2.0, the brand is you, making it evergreen. It shows you how to build the brand's credibility fast. The opportunity is a chance to work with you, and that turns recruiting into one of the coolest process ever. Most new network marketing companies are me too's. The motives of creating many of them are usually not in your best interest. Whatever you do, be sure to protect yourself. And I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2 Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.